This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole pays lip service to budget cuts, but when he steps into a Pentagon phone booth, he changes into a super spender for the administration's Star Wars scheme. In a moment, we'll face off. Bob, I know you've never met a weapon system you didn't like, but your budget-cutting instincts deserted you on the administration's wildly exaggerated scheme for Star Wars. It's the biggest line item in the Pentagon budget, $4.8 billion for next year, almost double the level for 1986. I know we disagree about Star Wars on the merits, Bob. You like the idea of Uncle Sam playing Lone Ranger in outer space, shooting missiles out of the hands of Soviet outlaws. I say it's spinach, Bob, and to Hollywood with it. But why compound the controversy by turning Star Wars into a budget buster, too? The Pentagon can't begin to spend all that money wisely. Next time you accuse Democrats of runaway spending, Bob, ask yourself why you're throwing money at Star Wars.
The charge this time, Ted, is not runaway spending, but runaway rhetoric. Spare us the spinach and let us talk about the issue. The President is not comfortable when our security depends solely on making sure both we and the Soviets have enough nuclear weapons to blow each other off the face of the earth. The President wants to find out if there is another way to keep our country secure. The so-called Strategic Defense Initiative isn't free, but the money is well spent. It has already bought us a new start in the arms control talks. Without SDI, the Soviets would never have come back to the table. It will buy us unimagined breakthroughs in science and technology, with spin-offs in civilian fields way beyond SDI itself. And maybe, just maybe, it will someday buy us peace on Earth. This is Senator Bob Dole. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.